This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Full-Time Moms Podcast.
I'm Sarah, a type A mom who is a high school math teacher.
And I'm Grace, a type B mom and kindergarten teacher turned stay-at-home mom.
We do motherhood differently, but we're here to support each other and you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. All right. Another week.
I know. We are recording not super far in advance, but a little bit. So this past week was when our episode one came out, and I just wanted to say, like, thank you so much for all the support that we've gotten so far with the podcast. It was just really awesome, like, having some friends text me what they thought of the first episode. And there was even, like, a friend that I haven't, like, chatted with since October, and she listened, and then we were just kind of texting back and forth throughout the day, catching up, which was awesome.
That's so fun. Yes, people were so complimentary and seemed to really enjoy it. And it was just fun. I was just like shocked anyone listened at all. So I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for listening. I'm so flattered. So it was really fun. It was fun to hear from different people throughout the day and get some positive feedback.
Yeah. And I will have to say, at the end, we say to like rate and leave a review and share with your friends, and we sincerely mean that.
Yes.
So we would love it if you on Apple, you can leave like a written review, and then I go on Spotify, you can leave comments on individual episodes as well as give a rating. And yeah, we would love to have just like build a community here. I feel like that's something that Grace is really great about, I feel like, is building a community of people. And yeah, we'd love that to happen with this space as well.
Should we do like a referral reward? Like, if you get somebody to listen to us, you can come on the pod. We'll interview you.
Let me think on that for the next week.
Oh, I was hoping you would be an easy yes.
Well, I just don't have anything off the top of my head. I feel like,
what, coming on the pod's not reward enough?
I mean,
okay.
Maybe it isn't. I will have to say, Colin did already ask, when is there going to be a husband episode?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, it's not on the list of ideas.
Great point. But it probably should be. Although all they'll talk about is like Star Wars, like, oh, nerdy things.
Yeah, no, I think they, or at least I think Colin was kind of envisioning more of a husband's
episode, and not really
a guest appearance.
Oh, no.
So.
I mean, they're both funny. They're both smart. Okay. Yeah, we'll see. I was actually thinking, speaking of guests, we can talk off the pod too. But my mom's going to be in town when we're recording next. So she'll be around if we have any questions for Sally.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting. She's coming to see her grandkids. Well, and me. Probably mostly me. Just kidding. Well,
no,
I don't know.
No, for sure. Mostly your children, for sure.
Ouch. Rude.
I think that's just...
Don't.
I think that's grandparents.
No, my mom loves me more than she loves my children. I know it. Right, Mom? Right? I know you're listening.
Well, I guess we could ask in person. Well, not... Well, I guess you'll be in person, but we can ask... next week then.
Yeah, I'll tell her to have a prepped, politically correct, like a diplomatic answer.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so we wanted to, again, thank everyone for listening. So for me, that was definitely one of my yays from the week. But yeah. What about you, Grace?
Yeah, that was a big yay. My other main yay was going to a new restaurant that just got put into Salt Lake City. My friend went to Phoenix over like last weekend, and she came back and she was like, "Have you been to Flower Child?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Oh, there's one, and they just, you know, one just opened up." And I was like, "Oh, cool. Maybe I'll go with my husband." She's like, "No, let's go together. It's girly food." I was like, "I don't know what that means." But I found out it's like salads, wraps, more like bowls, like, you know, like, okay, a, like a bowl. And so we went, a few of us went last night, and I am obsessed. I genuinely have not stopped thinking about it all day. And I hate to even like, I hate to oversell it, because if anyone goes and is like hates it, then sorry. It was so good. It was so cute. It was so fun. Cute ambiance, quick service. I got steak with this Kung Pao cauliflower. Oh my gosh. My mouth's actually drooling when I'm talking about it. Like, okay, excuse me. Wow. I'm going back with my mom. I'm going back with some other friends in 2 weekends. Like, I'm like trying to figure out, yeah, like, how can I go back every day of my life? So that was my main, yeah. That was my main yay. Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, no, that definitely sounds like quite the review. If anyone wants to take any inspiration from that review.
Also, wait, I just said that for free. We should be getting sponsored by Flower Child. Flower Child, sponsor us. We love you.
I can work on that in a few months once we get there.
Okay. It's like a chain, so it's not like a small business, but it's not like a, you know, it's not like Applebee's chain, but it's like there's locations in like Vegas and Charlotte, North Carolina, maybe California. Anyway.
Well, nice. I feel like that sounds like it was probably a super fun girls' night. A definite highlight. A definite highlight.
Yeah, for sure. What else did you have going on this week?
Yeah, so a couple other yays that I had is there was one morning this week that I woke up only a half hour earlier than normal, and I made my family a cinnamon roll casserole, which really is just involves cinnamon rolls, eggs, milk, cinnamon, obviously. Vanilla, bake that up. Normally we have it Christmas morning, but then we also, I feel like, just have it some random times.
Yeah.
Just because it's delicious. So I made that for my family, and it just made me feel so good inside that they had, granted not healthy, but like a hot breakfast during the week that I feel like is just not part of our reality, unfortunately. So I definitely think, I don't want to like say that it's like formally a goal, because I don't necessarily want to be like held accountable to it.
Sure, okay.
But I do think I want to try to wake up. And again, I only woke up a half hour earlier. Nothing crazy.
Right.
But I want to try to make like an quote nice, whatever nice means, but a hot breakfast once a week during the week.
Nice. Yeah. What do you guys usually eat? You guys like cereal people?
Well, Nora is my oldest. She wants oatmeal every morning.
Okay, great. Yeah,
that's
been hot.
The case. Well, yes. Yeah, but you know what.
No, I do. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's been on this oatmeal train for a hot minute now.
Great.
And then my youngest, she'll have cereal. It's like we haven't offered really the oatmeal for her because she's not proficient yet at the spoon.
Right.
So while we are working on that, it's like I can't deal with the oatmeal mess. No, it's a mess,
when you're in a rush.
Work.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So she normally has cereal or fruit or, yeah. And then when Colin, on the mornings Colin's home with them, I don't really know, because I feel like he's just in charge.
Yeah, whatever he does, yeah.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention that got me excited this week was this weekend the weather was beautiful, and so I took my girls to the park the past 2 days, and it just made me feel so excited for this summer.
Yes.
And just that it's just gonna be an awesome summer.
Like, I know.
I feel like last summer, well, it was also awesome because it was summertime, Shay wasn't quite walking yet. And so I feel like whenever we were going to a playground, it was like me hovering and her likely like getting upset with me because she wants to do stuff by herself.
Right.
But it's like, you can't crawl through the wood chips.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm just excited that she's a little bit older now and they were like playing together on the playground. And so, yeah, it just got me excited.
That's so exciting. I know. I'm so excited. And you and I both have season passes to the local water park and we're going to go and we're going to picnic there all the time. And
yes.
I can't wait. Yes. Our kids love picnics too. So can't wait. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. The weather was, everyone was just out and about feeling good about life this weekend. At least.
Yeah.
In Utah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was super nice.
But yeah, what else did you have going on, Grace?
You know, yeah, nothing today. Yeah, I mean, in that same vein, the you know, my cul-de-sac people kind of take turns taking care of, you know, keeping an eye out on the kids, whether they're playing out in the cul-de-sac or not or wherever. But they all came over and were in our backyard for like basically the whole day. And that was just really fun. They just had a good time and were feeling
your
good.
Oldest?
In the... Yeah.
He's probably living it up.
Oh, you know it. You know it. Yeah. He had the best time. So yeah, we're just feeling good.
Any, not to bring you down, but any nays from the week?
I would have to say not going to Flower Child every day, like only going to Flower Child once was rough stuff. What about you? Any nays?
Yes. Yes.
Oh no.
I will have to say overall, like this definitely was a better week for me than last week.
Okay.
But two of the days this week when I picked Nora up from her babysitter's house, she was very sad.
Oh, no.
And the first day was because she, I don't know if the babysitter's son's scooter was just like in a more prevalent spot or what exactly the situation was. But she was just so upset because she just really wants her own scooter.
Oh.
And last summer, she really wanted a scooter, and I basically just told her, I was like, well, like, you need to learn how to ride your bike first, and then we can get you a scooter. Because in my mind, I have this fear that if I give her a scooter, then she won't have any motivation to learn how to ride her bike, because I feel like a scooter is easier.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so that's just, like, my own fear that I have.
Okay.
And so then, however, we came home. My husband came home from work that night. The three of us sat down. We talked about it because, like I said, she wanted a scooter all last summer. It didn't happen. It's only the first week of March. She's in tears over a scooter. Like, it's going to be a long summer.
Yeah.
If this girl never gets a scooter. And so we talked about it, and she will be getting a scooter. I still have my fear. My fear still stands.
Okay.
That she's not going to learn how to ride a bike because we're going to get her a scooter. But she does. She just wants one so badly. So then the second day, the next day when I pick her up, she's very upset again.
Oh, no.
And it's because she wants a scooter right now.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, like at this house, we don't just buy things because it's a Thursday. Or whatever day. So I just told her like, oh, before you're done with preschool this school year, like, we'll make sure you have a scooter. That was not a sufficient answer.
Uh-oh.
And so she needed to know how many days until she gets her scooter. So whatever day that was, I just like figured out how many days there is until Easter, because now we're apparently giving her a scooter.
Great.
As part of her Easter situation, which a scooter feels kind of big for Easter, but like I said, we've come to the conclusion the girl's getting a scooter.
Yeah.
We're not just getting one because it's a random day. So at least as of that day, it was 52 days until she gets her scooter. She doesn't know that it's like Easter is the day. I just told her, okay, you're getting it in 52 days.
Okay.
That did the trick. There's been no tear since.
Okay. So she knows it's coming.
She knows it's coming. She, at least, she hasn't asked me for an updated countdown since the 52. I'm sure when I take her to her babysitter's house this week, she'll ask.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the scooter situation will come up again.
Sure.
But yeah, so she just needs to know it's coming, how soon it's coming. Even though I don't think she, you know, has any, like, she's four. I don't think she has any understanding of, like, you know, a week is 7 days.
Right.
She's a month, like, is 30 to 31.
Yeah. She's like, okay, whatever.
Like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
But it was my nay, just because she was just so upset.
Yeah.
It just made me feel.
That's hard.
Feel sad. Your oldest has a scooter. Correct, Grace?
He does. And I was going to say, I would say the motivation, I don't know if she really, if this will be motivating for her, but the motivating factor in the scooter versus bike situation for Graham is that he thinks, or I guess his neighborhood friends have told him, that his bike is faster. So he doesn't frequently.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, right. He doesn't frequently opt for the scooter, you know, occasionally, like if we go on a walk, he'll be like, oh, let's bring the scooter and then we can put it in the bottom of the stroller if I get tired, blah, blah, blah. So occasionally he does the scooter, and like he has a couple friends that we meet up with at a park and they always bring their scooters. And so he prefers to have a scooter, be part of the scooter gang. How many times did I just say the word scooter? But yeah, in general, like if the neighbors are out on their bikes, he's like, I need my bike. So, you know, that could be the motivation. It's just like, hey, if you want to go faster, we gotta ride the bike.
Or we need to find a biker gang for her.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that could do the trick. Yeah,
like for us, the whole bike thing just feels hard. Like she has a balance bike, and I feel like, you know, like she does it, she'll like lift her feet up, but like not for very long at all. Like I just almost feel like even like we made the wrong choice with going with the balance bike. Like now I'm like, oh, I feel like we need a tricycle. Like I just feel like the whole recreational wheeled activity sphere, not a strength for this not family. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, a trike. I didn't really think about a tricycle.
Well, okay, that's not what I meant, actually. I meant training wheels. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well, but also,
I meant a bike with training wheels.
Gotcha. Right. Yeah. My grandmother has a tricycle that she rides all over creation. And it's probably one of my favorite things ever to witness. She, like, takes it down to the neighborhood free library and, like, just gets herself a few books. And then just rides her trike back up the hill to her house.
Up the hill?
Yeah, she's also like, whoa. I think she's like 80, late 80s. No, wait, no, 80, maybe 84. So yeah, she means business.
I mean, that's probably why she's thriving.
The trike up a hill.
I think we just figured out like the answer to like long lives.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, are we ready to get into our main content for today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, today we are talking about how to build long-lasting sibling relationships, and we want to touch a little bit on how our moms did that, or what we think has been successful in like our own sibling relationships, and what we want to slash do with our own kids, like to help them in their sibling relationships. So yeah, Sarah and I did a very fun thing this week, and that is, we joined in on a little TikTok trend. Do you want to tell us about that, Sarah?
I mean, I'm not on TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean, I did do it. But
you know, reels are like, TikToks happens and then it gets onto reels like 10 years later. Like, are you aware that that's like a...
That's how long it takes.
Well, not like, 10 years. But like, all I'm saying is like, you're behind in the times, man.
Yeah.
You don't care.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
But yeah, we... I mean, I don't really know what details I need to give other than like we briefly mentioned last time, I have one brother. So I texted him all day some random updates from my day. And then Grace texted her brothers in a group chat all day as well.
What do you have against TikTok? I can't move on.
You can't move on. Just don't have an interest. I don't even know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Are there giveaways on TikTok?
That's the only reason you're on Instagram. Is that right?
I mean, it's a big reason.
Okay. Yes. Okay. This was really, really fun. my brothers and I do have a group chat. It does not get used for just like daily updates. And so this was just so fun. In the morning, I was like, the one brother, in my head, I'm like, okay, this one brother's not going to respond at all just because he's not really, he's just not great at responding. He's just kind of, you know, he's just not really chatty anyway. But I'm like, all right, guys, I'm just finishing up breakfast and heading to my homeschool group.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
One brother I thought wouldn't say anything was just like, yeah, that's what's up. I was like, all right, it's on. And yeah, it just ended up being super fun. They didn't know what was going on at all. They were not familiar with the trend, but they were so sweet to play along, and they sent their own updates. Like, you know, they're like, oh, that looks so fun. Or, oh, this is what I'm having for dinner. And, oh, that's cool. You got to do that, blah, blah, blah. And so it was just really fun. They were cute. And my one brother did call me at the end of the day, and he's like, what's going on? So I did tell him. I was like, oh, it's just this trend. I thought it'd be funny. And yeah, they were cute. I was really glad we did. I wasn't sure if they were just going to ignore me or what was going to be the case, but it was just fun.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I was more excited about doing it than Grace was initially. So I'm glad that it.
I think it's a little bit
fun thing for both of us.
Like, my brothers are really cool. Like, not to like, I just
like
they're
too cool
just
for
like
you?
No.
Like too like they're like, oh, I'm too cool for Grace.
No. They're not too cool for me. They're like. No. They're cool in the sense that they, like, even though I'm not cool, they like are really nice and inclusive. Yeah. So I think I was hesitant because I was like, they're going to think this is so dorky. And I just, you know, I never want to embarrass myself in front of them, which I do frequently. But I don't know. It's just but that's the thing about being cool. Like, if you're a cool person, you're just like nice and genuine and just like, OK, whatever to whatever your that's weird true. Sister's doing. So. Kudos to them.
Yeah, it was super fun texting my brother as well, and I feel like it turned into, after I sent like a bunch of updates, he can't really have his phone at all during work, but like during his lunch break he responded. I was like, nice, I just ate a ham sandwich. But then I felt like, you know, after work when I kept texting him updates, I was relentless. Like, we ended up just kind of having like a genuine conversation, and he was asking how my girls were doing. I ended up like sending him a video of Nora from her dance class. So I feel like what started as update, just random updates of my day, turned into like genuine and real.
Fun.
I will have to say though, my sister-in-law told him what I was up to. I don't know though at what point in the day. I would probably guess not until they were both home from work, but he was, I said I was putting my oldest to bed, and he was like, it was good chatting with you today, but I know this is part of a trend, but it was nice. Regardless of when he figured out it was a thing I was doing, like, I will have to say, I don't know, I feel like even just from doing that, like, I'm feeling closer to him than I had been last week, just because we were like catching up on each other's lives more than we normally do. I don't normally let him know everything that I'm up to. But since then, he's been calling me every day after work on his drive home.
Oh,
so
fun.
I haven't answered every time. Sorry, Garrett. But I have answered a few times, and I hope that he keeps calling me, because for me and my brother, at least, like, we need to, or at least I need to, prioritize that relationship more and chat with him, catch up with him.
Yeah, and so, you and yeah. I are both in long distance relationships with our siblings. So
yes.
Those phone calls and texts are crucial. That's the way for us to maintain that relationship.
Yes, I hadn't thought of that, like me being in a long distance relationship with my brother. But yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I totally am. One thing I want to mention before we like dive into necessarily like what we're trying to do with our own kids, but I will have to say like something that I don't even know where I heard it or when, but I feel like this was, I don't know, a few months ago or something. But just the fact that sibling relationships are the longest family relationships that we will have in our lives. And even if you're, as an adult, if your sibling relationship isn't necessarily where you may want it to be, I definitely feel like siblings, I think this can also apply to friends, of course, but I feel like even more so siblings, you can go a period of time without talking. And at least from my personal experience, this is true. And it feels like you can pick up right where you left off. They know you longer than your spouse does. They know you longer than probably all of your friends. Thinking more about this topic for the podcast, like, made me realize more so than I did before just how cool sibling relationships really are.
Totally. I also just going to want to throw in a disclaimer there that if your relationship with your siblings is not where you want it to be, or there's been like some trauma or you have issues with your siblings, that's also okay. Like, you know yourself, you know when it's like, oh, I should work on that relationship because it's not good, or it's like, no, I've done what I can and it's not like healthy for me to be around them. Like, you know yourself. I talked to a mom of grown adults who was like, oh, I really wish my kids were closer to each other now that they're adults. And it kind of seemed like she was like, I wonder what I did wrong. Like, what did I do wrong? Because they're just not really that close anymore now that they're adults. And I just think, like, no matter what moms or, you know, parents do, siblings are just different. Like, we just are. Like, everyone's born with their own little personality. Even if you were raised the exact same way, everyone has things that they, you know, about them that are going to be different from their siblings. And so, I don't know. I just want to, like, I don't want to throw that out there so that it's not like we're not like every sibling relationship is perfect, you know. So, yeah, if your relationships aren't great, that's totally fine. We are going to get into like what we can do as parents. And yeah, if that doesn't work out, you know, it's sad. We're all really hopeful that our siblings our kids will remain close. But yeah, people are their own people and they're going to do what they're going to do. We don't have control over everyone, but just throwing that out there.
Grace, why don't you jump into some of the things that we can do then as parents?
Just some things like from my childhood that my mom did. I feel like my brothers and I are really close, and it just like any relationship that all kind of ebbs and flows, you know, like we've been closer, we've been blah blah blah, I feel closer to this one, I feel closer to this one, whatever. But in general, I don't know if my mom and dad were intentional about it. I'm sure they were. They had to have been. But my parents were just like masters of traditions and routines and rituals. So when we look back on our childhood, we're like, oh yeah, every Friday we got pizza and watched a movie. Every summer we did a bucket list with this, 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 and this. Like, my parents were just really, really good at that. And I know that's something that we're going to touch on that we can do as parents as well. But I also, I don't know, have you seen, this is like an Instagram statistic, right? So there's no way to know if this is actually true. But have you seen the thing that says, like, the majority of adults say that their best childhood memories happened on vacations from ages like 4 to 11? Have you ever seen that?
I have not.
Okay. Again, don't quote me on that. But it was like, you know, quote unquote, some Instagram research. But yeah, and we didn't like, I don't come from like, you know, a ton of money. It's not like we went on like these extravagant vacations, but, we would drive from Salt Lake to San Diego every year, and we would go to visit my grandparents in Virginia. And, those really are some memories that I just like really cherish with my siblings, and that we all remember and that we all still, talk about and just remember. And yeah, so I think that's something that my parents did. And yeah, I think we just kind of had a family culture too of just like speaking positively about one another and lifting each other up. And yeah, I really appreciate my parents for building that family culture for us.
No, that's awesome. I was looking at an article, I don't remember what, but just prior to today, and one of the big things it was talking about was creating family traditions. And I feel like that's something that I personally hope to do, specifically like doing the pizza and a movie night thing, especially when they're a little bit older. I mean, I feel like I personally do not like movies very much. What is important to me is spending time with my children and them also spending time with each other. So that's something that I know that personally I hope to do. And then something that I was actually talking to my husband about, kind of along with traditions a little bit, is my husband's siblings are pretty spread out age-wise, but they all grew up learning how to play cribbage with their mom. And yes, now Colin and I play together, like I said on our first episode. But now whenever they are with each other, we were just in Virginia. Some of his siblings live in Virginia as well. So we were just in Virginia in December, but Colin, his mom, and one of his sisters stayed up, I don't even know till what time because I went to sleep, but playing cribbage together. And every other summer we try to go to a lake in Virginia, and normally some of his siblings are there as well, and we all play cribbage together up until like super late in the night. And I just think that's like an interesting way that you can kind of do a tradition, because I feel like Colin didn't grow up playing cribbage with his siblings because they are so spread out. It's like by the time he would have been old enough to like count the cards and stuff for the game, his oldest sister was either on a mission or in college. And so even though that isn't necessarily a tradition that they did together growing up, it's something that they now do together as adults and still bonds them. So I just think that, that's kind of a cool, I don't know, twist on a tradition.
Yeah.
Is kind of raising your kids, doing like some similar, maybe not even, I was going to say hobbies, but maybe not even hobbies, but just like playing some certain games or something. And like they love playing together as adults, and just like the laughter, I feel like, that occurs between them when they're together playing. Like, it just brings the biggest smile to my face, and it just feels so wholesome that,
yeah, that's fun
that they can do that together.
Yeah, that's amazing. I pulled up an article that's on PBS.org that was called How to Foster Positive Sibling Relationships. And something that it talks about is teaching your kids to cheer each other on. So it says, offer to help each other and ask each other for help, recognizing each other's strengths. When siblings learn from an early age that they aren't in competition with each other and that they have the power to help each other thrive, then their relationship thrives. And I think that's such a good point. I saw something somewhere else that was saying to not ever pit your kids against each other. Like, a lot of the time, like, I'll be like, oh, how fast can you get dressed? Or, oh, let's see. Like, this is just me and my 4-year-old, right? Oh, let's see who can get to the car the fastest or whatever. And I just, that's a good thing for me to remember. I mean, obviously those are small things, and, you know, a little competition probably never hurt nobody. But I just think, like, if we could do that, like, parents versus kids, like, oh, let's see if the parents or the kids can get in the car faster, then they're just going to see each other as teammates, working together as a team. And so, yeah, I think that just goes along with cheering each other on.
Yeah, I love that suggestion of, like, reframing it as, like, yeah, the parents versus the kids kind of as a friendly competition. I also hope that as my children get older that, of course, they support each other and cheer each other on. And I feel like, ask me how this is going in 12 years from now, but I definitely feel like I want to set an expectation that when someone has an activity, we're all going as a family to support that person, even if you'd rather sit at home and do nothing because you're 17 and that's just the phase that you're in. But just like, nope, like in this family we go to each other's things and support each other. Cool. I will have to say I didn't get to do that a whole lot growing up. just because my brother is 7 years younger than me. So a lot of the time when he was like playing flag football or tackle football, I wasn't at his games because I was in college. But at least with the two children I have now, they're pretty close in age. And so, like I said, I hope I can just kind of like make that a family expectation.
Yeah, totally. We did pretty well with that growing up, but there was a lot of divide and conquering. Like Saturday mornings, it was like, all right, I'm going with this kid to soccer. You're going with this kid to football. You know, Grace and whatever brother, just pick which parent you're going with. Ready, break. Because we just had so many things going on. And the same kind of thing, there'd be like, my brother had a basketball game on the same night that I had a choir concert. And I was like, all right, mom's coming to the choir concert. Like, it was just like a lot of divide and conquering. So I really hope that works out for you. I hope that everyone's able to attend everything and you don't have to divide up too much. But it was chaos with five kids. That was a little chaotic.
Yes. I feel like, yes, my viewpoint of just like my own personal experience of having like two kids 7 years apart, no one had activities at the same time.
Oh,
like,
nice.
It's like
right.
I had activities like for 4 years through high school.
And your brother's like 10.
And my brother was
right.
nine.
Right, like, right. Yeah. Yeah, two so very different experiences.
Yes, two very different experiences. I will have to say, though, I have watched one of my niece's like volleyball tournaments before. She also lives in Virginia, so just like watching it online. And I have had the thought to myself of like, oh no, just because like she's at this tournament, I don't even know how many games are happening simultaneously. And I've had the thought to myself of like, oh my goodness, both of my children potentially could be interested in the same activity that also like has whatever games, concerts, whatever,
right,
occurring simultaneously. Mm-hmm. I am one person.
I know. Yeah, it's chaotic for sure, but fun. Very fun, very exciting. Any other ways that you want to talk about how you plan to or do encourage your daughters to have a close bond?
Yeah, just a couple of things I was thinking about is, again, I just like looked at a few random articles, didn't love any of them, so that's why I'm not mentioning them, but there were little snippets from some of them that I did like. But one mentioned, when they're having a bad day, shift the mood by pulling out an activity they'll both love. And I feel like that's something that we've kind of already started to do at our house. And for whatever reason, both of my girls, which this is amazing, they both love rockets, like the
stomp rocket. Yeah.
And we don't play with it very often, but whenever things aren't going very smoothly, which it isn't even necessarily like that they're having an issue between the two of them, but like maybe they're just both crying
for whatever reasons.
Individual reasons that have nothing to do with each other. Right. It's like, oh, let's get out the rocket. And somehow, currently, knock on wood, that solves our problem. So that something that, I mean, I also feel like is just great about that activity specifically is, you know, they have to take turns. And I also feel like, and we just do it normally just inside because it's like I need something right now to help me.
Right.
But I totally feel like that's an activity that they kind of like do together. They're both chasing after each other's rockets. Like it definitely is a together activity.
Yeah,
I guess.
Super fun. Our go-to for a mood-shifting activity is a dance party. I do think, like, you know, I'm in a little bit of a different, you know, I have a 7-month-old, so he's not really interacting, like, all that much. But my oldest is very into making him laugh, which is very fun. And, you know, we'll do all the peekaboo and tickling and whatever. But I do need advice on how to deal with, like, I guess, where's the line, or what have you found since you have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old? What is the line between, okay, here's my example. So Graham's building a Lego thing and Finn comes crawling in and he just wants to play, right? But he like knocks it over.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
So it's like, obviously, right? That's going to be like the bane of my existence for the next, whatever, 10 years. But
this happens at our house with magnetiles.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Daily. Or, well, you know, it's a frequent occurrence. And right now I'm like, oh, I'll grab Finn. Like, sorry, he didn't mean to. He was just playing, whatever. And so I'll grab him and distract him and whatever. And it's fine. But in general, like as the baby gets older, I do wonder, like, at what point am I like, oh, let's share. But I also don't want Graham to feel like there's forced sharing going on, but he also needs to learn to share. Like, I don't know. Have you found anything that works well for your daughters?
So obviously not an expert here. This is just what we've been doing with this kind of specific scenario. Because yeah, my youngest isn't at an age to really help build anything.
Right.
And so normally, again, this isn't probably anything great at all. But what we normally do is just suggest to my oldest to sit at the table and build and then leave some of them like on the floor, and then like normally then I will, with my youngest, I will build something and then she'll immediately knock
right,
it down.
Perfect. That's what she wants to care. Do. Right. Exactly.
But yeah, I feel like my oldest Nora will just normally build at the table.
No, that's a good idea. And then it just, once they get to an age where they can work together, it's just kind of cultivating that teamwork vibe probably again.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a long road.
Yeah. We're not there yet. We're doing magnet tiles independently.
Yeah, we should probably get a seasoned mom to tap in. We'll put it on our Insta story. If you have older kids and you know how to teach them how to be kind to each other, let us know.
Yeah.
Not even being kind, you know, I just mean, you know, just sharing or taking it easy when they destroy stuff. But that's the thing, is it's like, yeah, I don't blame my son for being upset. Like, it's obviously that's, you don't want anyone destroying your creations.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I kind of feel like my attitude on it is just like that I have to wait it out.
Yeah.
And it's like,
totally.
Yeah, once my youngest is at an age to build stuff, then together they're going to want to build the tallest rocket that they can build.
Amazing. So. Yes. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
One other thing that I wanted to mention, just with creating hopefully positive sibling relationships, is how they acknowledge each other's birthdays and achievements. I saw this mentioned on some article, and it just felt really like pertinent to me, just because my youngest, her birthday is coming up in a couple weeks, and my oldest Nora on her own said to me, what am I getting Shay for her birthday? And like, she came up with that on her own. And this could maybe be like a downfall of mine, but like up to this point, we haven't really done any sibling gifts. I probably should have done something around Christmas time. I just didn't even think about it, to be honest. But first of all, I loved that she came up with that on her own, because I wasn't even on my radar, unfortunately. And I just basically told her, I was like, well, you have some time still. Like, you can just be thinking about what it is that you think that she might like. But I think even like bigger than necessarily like birthday presents or something, but it's just like, how do siblings just acknowledge each other's events or something like that in their lives? Whether that be being like really successful on a test at school, or I don't know, like kind of even just those things that go up on the fridge, maybe.
Yeah.
How can a sibling be involved in also acknowledging that accomplishment?
Yeah. And I really think that it comes down to just how the parents, it's determined by the parents, right? It's just, I think that it's important to just sit down and decide, like, what are the things that we value as a family? How do we want our siblings to interact? Because they're going to interact with each other the way that we interact with each other and with them. Like, they learn from our actions. So we could tell them 1,000 times, be nice to your brother, but they're not going, that doesn't mean anything unless they've seen it modeled for them.
Totally.
Okay. We will maybe on our Insta story see if anyone has any other advice, ideas. But that is, I think, what we've got for now.
Yes. I'm sure as time goes on, we'll have even more, though. So maybe we'll do a follow-up. A follow-up in 12 years.
Yeah. Perfect.
Would I let you know if my children are going to all of each other's activities?
Yes. Can't wait to hear. Let us know. Perfect.
All right. Well, let's just dive right into switching up our dinner rotations. And I just want to, first of all, say more than likely you're sleeping on your crock pot. I feel like I wasn't using my crock pot for a minute as much as I should have been. And now I'm using it all the time. Like, as in, tonight's dinner was crock pot, last night's was crock pot, and tomorrow's is crock pot. So it's tonight for me. We're recording.
Wait, were you talking about me personally or like all the listeners?
No, I think probably everyone.
It felt personal.
I'm making a blanket statement.
Okay. No, I use the crock pot occasionally. It's just like, okay, the last time I did, even though I followed, I mean, maybe mine just runs hot, but I followed the time and the chicken was so overcooked. Like, it was so gross. I was like, I don't know why I keep doing this. I'm not doing this crock pot crap. The Instapot works. The Instapot, it's moist. It's great. It's delicious.
Oh, see,
the
I don't have pot, one.
It just dries everything out. You can use mine anytime. I'm, like, a little scared of the Instapot. I make Skylar do it because the, like, steam thing is, like, kind of scary. But, yeah, the meals taste, like, good. And they're, like, way fast. You know, it's a fast cooker, not a slow cooker. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes. I guess I need to keep experimenting. I think maybe my crock pot's just ancient and runs hot, I think, is the main problem. But, no. Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, I also think this is interesting about you mentioning your Instant Pot, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Because I kind of thought that was just, like, a trend. Like, I thought that was, like, a trendy appliance that had kind of, like, come and gone. But you're still using yours.
Yeah. Wow. Well, okay. That's another Instagram poll. I will feel so silly if I'm the only person on the planet that uses theirs.
Well, I think we need to put, like, how often. Like, I feel like, you know, if you're using your Instant Pot once a year, then no, it's a trendy appliance that you're not really using. So what do you think would be fair? How often do you need,
like,
to be using it?
I don't know. Monthly? Is that crazy?
I think once a month. Sure.
I think
once
a month is good. I know for sure one of my friends that brought me dinner postpartum, her meal was so good and it was an Instapot meal. So for sure, like, I'm not the only person, at least. Ooh, okay. I'm
ready. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
No.
No, there's, like, full-on active Instagram and YouTube channels dedicated to Instagram. Like, they're still continuing on. Dedicated to Instapot recipes. So, like, I think you're wrong. No, I'm kidding. I hope I'm right.
No, I'm getting nervous.
No, I don't know. I have a neighbor that uses hers. Yeah, well, let's do the poll. So, okay, how often do you use your Instapot? A, never. B, twice a year. C, more than 12 times a year. Let us know on Insta. Don't forget to follow us. Full-time Moms Podcast.
Yeah, it'll just be like me and Grace doing the poll
against each other. Like, okay, well, great research.
Oh, man. But yeah, so I have a crock pot meal, and it is a barbecue chicken. And it's honestly so good. Grace, you need to make this.
No, yeah. I've done barbecue chicken in the crock pot. No, it's good.
So
maybe this one's better. What's special about this one?
It, of course, has barbecue sauce in it.
And chicken, then, hopefully.
Yes, of course. Okay. And then, wait for it, Italian dressing.
Okay.
Did you see that coming?
No, not at all.
I don't really know what it does for it, but it is delicious. So that's all that really matters. And then there's some, I don't know how to say this word. Worcestershire sauce?
Yes, exactly. Nailed it.
Brown sugar, garlic powder, onion powder, and then salt and pepper.
Okay.
We will link the recipe, but yeah, it's delicious. I normally make it into sliders, but I also feel like barbecue chicken flatbreads would be really delicious as well.
Yeah.
So there's a couple ideas. And I also wanted to mention, we're putting recipe ideas on Instagram, and then there'll also be the links in the show notes.
Yeah, nice. Awesome. My recipe that I did this week was just a beef stew, which ironically this recipe is in the crock pot, but I make it on the stove just because I don't know. It just seems like it tastes better. But yeah, this recipe is a beef stew. The word stew kind of feels like a little gross. I don't know if that's just me, but I mean, this is good. This is, you know, you can't beat beef, potatoes, and carrots. I mean, delish.
That would be like Colin's dream Sunday dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that is... Oh, dear. We have to go. Grace is yawning.
I'm yawning. It's bedtime.
It's her bedtime. All right. Well, we want to thank you again for joining us on this episode of Full-Time Moms. Please find us on Instagram to answer all those polls for us at Full-Time Moms Podcast. And please follow or subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. We will catch you again next Wednesday. Until then, we're rooting for you.
You go, girl.